Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We are doing Agronomy on Ice this year. In fact, I am. I know that this is my first year here. We've had others here before, but last time I was supposed to come here, I actually got COVID. So much better this year. We've had a lot of great food, a lot of great fellowship, a lot of great discussion. There's a beverage or two going around that well, I'll leave it at that, but it's been really fun. We've gotten to meet some really great people, including the next guest that we're going to visit with now. You may know her by her podcast. It is Ag with Emma, and we're just going to give you Emma because sometimes we don't want to give out too much information. I know this world because I was telling you my son is in this world as well, but Emma, thank you so much for taking time to be here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We made you kind of give us a little backstory, which we're probably going to end up having to do here again, but I was, for me, I was asking you earlier about what platforms you're on. I have seen you before, but I've seen you probably on your lesser known of the, two or three different platforms mm-hmm. that you're on. I've watched you on YouTube, but you still have, right, even there, you have 260,000 subscribers, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, YouTube is my largest platform for sure, but it's also my most under, it's like the stepkid that doesn't get attention.
Oh.
It's a big deal. It's just, I don't pay attention to it.
Got it.
It's definitely a goal for this year to get more into that, but I'm also on TikTok. Instagram and X mostly.
Okay.
Instagram's my
but
favorite.
You're still a youngster. I don't know if you want to say
yeah,
how old
I'm 23.
You're 23.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you have done a lot with your life, even at the age of 23. Sometimes it can be overwhelming depending on, because you're basically your own business. You're your own brand. And you've got to make these decisions about what direction you're going to go. So how did this get started? When did Emma go, you know what, I think I'm going to grab a camera or my phone, and I'm going to make a video. We'll start there first.
Okay.
How did that
my
get started?
My family and friends were wondering what I was doing at work in college. So I started out in sugar snap pea seed production in Idaho, southern Idaho. It was really small, like 13-acre plot fields kind of thing. So after I was doing that for a couple of years, it was actually during COVID, and my family was like, what are you even doing? Like, you don't hear about seed production, like the hands-on manual stuff. Like, there's large seed production, but I just started recording, and I started recording April of 2021, and I was about to graduate with my associates, and so I was just like, screw it. Like, I'll record it and post it. I didn't even know you had to edit a YouTube video outside of the YouTube app to be able to post it. Like, that's how much I didn't know.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know there was other agricultural content creators out there already. That wasn't even the goal. It was literally just posting for fun. Like, I was posting ag facts mostly and just what I knew because my knowledge base was so much smaller back then.
Okay. So you're in Idaho.
Yes.
So now you're in North Dakota.
Yes.
Parts unknown.
Yes. Western North Dakota.
Western North Dakota.
Yep.
We'll give you that much or let that much out. Why there? Why are you currently there?
Well, I went on a custom harvest crew after I was done with college because of the Ag with Emma thing. I was doing a podcast with someone I met off TikTok. I saw the combines from the sky, and I was like, I want to do that. So I did a podcast with them. They called me out on harvest. And the farmer that we harvested for in North Dakota was also watching my videos at that point because I'd grown probably exponentially compared to where I started. And he's like, I really like your videos. I like your work ethic. Like, do you want to come work for me? And I was like, perfect. I'll be up here next spring. So the spring of 2023, I started working in North Dakota, and I was working on that farm for the last year and a half.
Okay. When did you finally realize you had taken off?
I think it was the end of custom harvest because I hit 100,000 followers on Instagram, and I was like, oh, this is a big deal.
Was there a particular episode or something that you did?
I was...
Watch Emma fall in a...
Yeah, no, there is the weirdest stuff that blows up on the internet you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like, I went to... Okay, this is what happened. I made a video about how you go to the bathroom in the field.
Okay.
Millions of views.
Oh, I bet.
Millions. And I reshare it every year, and every year it gets at least 10 million
views. Oh, my
gosh.
I have not found that video. Is it
still
up there? Or
it is still up, and I repost it every year when it comes up in, like, my memories. So when I have brand partnerships, they'll approach me and be like, we saw your bathroom video. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I forget, because I'm like, I was just in the grain cart in Kansas somewhere. And I've had the question on lots of videos.
Okay. Where is this going for you? What do you think the future is going to be like for Emma?
I never narrow it down. I've really enjoyed operating equipment, but I also really enjoy the agronomy and science side of agriculture and just understanding the basics of it. So I really like getting into the consulting stuff that we're doing right now that I've jumped into since harvest ended. I still really like connecting, and it's just always been about that.
So that isn't necessarily about the video. So it's, do you see yourself maybe being an agronomist too?
I'm definitely working towards it.
Yeah. But the video component will still be a part of what
the
you
video
do?
Component will always be a part of it, but I think my focus naturally shifts as I age.
You seem like a person, like, once you get down what you're going to get down in the western part of the state, that what's next? Where am I going?
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of how it's always been. And I don't know what's next after this because I've just had so much happen and change that I never really... It's not that I don't put, like, I have a five-year plan kind of thing, but it's not necessarily location-based. It's just more so of a goal.
Right. I am just kind of looking down through the videos. Let me ask you this. So you mentioned Idaho. You have been in the Dakotas now. Where else have you been? Let's go.
I went to Australia for, not Custom Harvest. I helped a family down there in Australia after I was done on Custom Harvest. And then I also went and planted in Texas the spring before I came up here. I helped my dad plant potatoes last winter, so I've been known to flee the state in the wintertime for obvious reasons.
She's a runner! You know, one of the things that, and my son does this a little bit, not completely different genre, but one of the things that he has run into, and he's been doing this now probably like for 8 years, is he's sometimes gets like a mental block, like, what to do next. And obviously in your world, you're trying to, I'm trying to get views. I can't just do something boring. I can't just do the same thing that I did, you know, 3 weeks ago. So you're always trying to find that new exciting content. Have you run into that yet?
Every winter.
Really?
Like right now, I'm right in the middle of it. I'm recycling so much content right now. I feel like an imposter. But it's like, I worked for it. I may as well post it on every platform
and
I have.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, and that was one thing I had to try to drill into him. You don't always have to. Like, he wouldn't even take a day off. He was working every day. He's like, I can't take a day off. I got to keep doing. But you have that period, but you have to. And he's learned since then, geez, I can go on vacation for a few, or like a week or two, and come back, and they're still going to be there as long as you're good, you know, and you have good topics. So do you have somebody help you with topics, or do you take ideas from viewers?
I really just kind of go based off my comments. I'll get a lot of ideas based off of people asking me questions, because I try to have it pointed towards consumer knowledge and what people need to learn outside of agriculture, because that's your biggest audience. So it can't just be echo chamber, but... When I'm coming up with ideas, it's definitely like, okay, what would I would have wanted to know when I was beginning this? Like, what could I have taken in?
So another aspect to this, and it looks like you've done some of this, like product reviews. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have to have a criteria for that, because they'll get you to try and review all sorts of different things. So for you, I'm assuming it's all ag equipment. What are your boundaries there?
Yeah, I kind of try to focus on ag equipment and technology within agriculture, so software and stuff like that that's actually helping farmers and not just something that everyone else has kind of deal. I like to focus on the stuff that's saving people money and time is kind of I look at it and I'm like, is this something that more people, like word of mouth, have been getting into?
Right.
Because your reputation is tied to that once you make a video. But equipment is definitely the easiest to review. Like, I did the Nexat. I've done the new 9RX. I did the new air cart, new air drill.
Yeah. I'm watching you raise cattle in Minnesota.
Oh, yes. That was with Andrea.
Oh, and it looked like middle of winter.
Yeah, it was. It was a year ago, like 2023. Yeah.
It says a year ago. Yep. So, but
that was with Andrea in Minnesota. And sometimes I will drop in with friends and go see what they're doing on their operations, and I just let them talk, and it provides a really good platform for that.
So I understand the YouTube. I mean, you could go an hour if you want to. I think generally 20 minutes might be really long for a YouTube, but you never know, depending on the topic that you're going to do. But then you get into the world of TikTok, which is completely different. It's a lot shorter snippets. Do you have like a boundary of how long a video you will do for TikTok?
Most of the time I try to keep it around 3 minutes at the longest.
Okay.
So, and I have noticed I did like day in the life of wheat harvest last year, and the internet ate that up. Like,
really?
They loved it. And they were longer videos, but on TikTok you only get paid if it's more than a minute long. So you can do like a minute and 1 second and you still get paid, but you can't monetize it unless it's, and that is a new program. It's their creator rewards program now, but.
So the other part of this is somebody's got to put all this video together. Is that still just you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I do everything on my iPhone.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of work. Yeah. How do you have time to do anything else?
Honestly, I edit a lot when I grain cart.
When you're going around.
Yeah, when I'm just, because it's so easy, and I don't think about it. And I just, once I make a crop, I leave it alone. Like, I crop a video, leave it. So it's really something, like, I look for an action shot, crop it, move. So
how did you get your editing experience? Just learning on your own?
Yeah, learning. Like I said at the beginning, when I started, I didn't even know you had to edit videos outside of YouTube. So I use CapCut on my phone. I've been trying to switch to a computer because CapCut got banned with TikTok. So I think that I'm going to lose my pro version of it because it says my subscription is expiring because you can't download it in the App Store anymore.
Gotcha.
So
for TikTok, what are we thinking about that as a general? Would that hurt you if that
it platform... doesn't? It's not a substantial amount of revenue. The only thing that it kind of hurts is taking away the followers that I have on that platform when I'm trying to propose partnerships to other brands. So I'm trying to build more on Facebook, and I'll start getting back into the YouTube now. But YouTube takes so much mental energy for me. It's just so much to think about. A lot more pressure for me. Instagram is my favorite for sure, but I don't get paid. So.
Okay, I got you there. What does your family think about this now compared to what they thought about it when you first started?
They think it's the coolest thing ever now. But when I told my dad I was going on Custom Harvest because I found it over a video, he flipped out. And I was like, well, sorry.
That's how it is. Real quick, I guess I'm up against the break here. Where can we find you?
Ag with Emma, A-G with Emma, all spelled out on TikTok, X, YouTube, Instagram.
Facebook. Awesome. Emma, thank you for coming back.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, we're going to take a break. More Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.